Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
As for me, I studied in an ordinary school. Nothing special about it. I don't think I learned much, and I believe neither students nor teachers were very enthusiastic about the whole process. The classes started and finished. We had school breaks, tests and exams, school trips, the prom, but nothing left a lasting memory with me. I feel very sorry about it because I know some of my friends can talk about school like forever. It's an experience for them.
Speaker B.
I don't think I paid enough attention to studies at school. I just did the bare minimum not to get into trouble with my teachers and parents. That's it. I now think it wasn't a good thing for me. I didn't get into college, but now at my job I often see I don't get some things people are discussing, and I understand it's because I was such a miserable school student. I wish I had been more conscientious and learned more just to be able to talk to people.
Speaker C.
If you ask me, I think my classes at school were so boring. I was a good student, though. My grades were okay, and I even got a place in a good college. Still, I didn't feel bored at school because of all those extracurricular activities. We had dancing and sports and a great drama club and whatnot. I could literally spend days and nights at school taking part in all these activities, as they were what made me get up and go to school every morning.
Speaker D.
I guess school was okay. Some classes were boring. Some of them were exciting. Same about teachers. I was lucky to have some truly brilliant teachers, but at the same time, some of them were just tired people wishing to have some peace and quiet. It seems to me, from the teacher's point of view, it was much the same. Hardworking students and lazy students. That's life. It can't be just black or white. Good and bad things coexist together.
Speaker E.
I don't remember much about school, really. I wasn't a good student, but I left school with decent grades and went straight to college. The thing is, I used to be the captain of the school soccer team, and our team was the best in the county, and I hardly ever attended school. Always on the road, always a match to play. My school is very proud of me, and they have even invited me to talk to future school leavers. That's a big honor, I think.
Speaker F.
My school wasn't a big one, but we had great teachers, really motivated ones, very creative, always seeking intellectual challenges for themselves and for us, their students. We had really high scores on all the tests, and some of us won scholarships to prestigious universities. I'm very grateful to my school, and I'll never forget it. I know not every student in this country is as lucky as I was to have real pros taking so much care of us.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
As for me, I studied in an ordinary school. Nothing special about it. I don't think I learned much, and I believe neither students nor teachers were very enthusiastic about the whole process. The classes started and finished. We had school breaks, tests and exams, school trips, the prom, but nothing left a lasting memory with me. I feel very sorry about it because I know some of my friends can talk about school like forever. It's an experience for them.
Speaker B.
I don't think I paid enough attention to studies at school. I just did the bare minimum, not to get into trouble with my teachers and parents. That's it. I now think it wasn't a good thing for me. I didn't get into college, but now at my job I often see I don't get some things people are discussing, and I understand it's because I was such a miserable school student. I wish I had been more conscientious and learned more just to be able to talk to people.
Speaker C.
If you ask me, I think my classes at school were so boring. I was a good student, though. My grades were okay, and I even got a place in a good college. Still, I didn't feel bored at school because of all those extracurricular activities. We had dancing and sports and a great drama club and whatnot. I could literally spend days and nights at school taking part in all these activities, as they were what made me get up and go to school every morning.
Speaker D.
I guess school was okay. Some classes were boring. Some of them were exciting. Same about teachers. I was lucky to have some truly brilliant teachers, but at the same time, some of them were just tired people wishing to have some peace and quiet. It seems to me, from the teacher's point of view, it was much the same. Hardworking students and lazy students. That's life. It can't be just black or white. Good and bad things coexist together.
Speaker E.
I don't remember much about school, really. I wasn't a good student, but I left school with decent grades and went straight to college. The thing is, I used to be the captain of the school soccer team, and our team was the best in the county, and I hardly ever attended school. Always on the road, always a match to play. My school is very proud of me, and they have even invited me to talk to future school leavers. That's a big honor, I think.
Speaker F.
My school wasn't a big one, but we had great teachers, really motivated ones, very creative, always seeking intellectual challenges for themselves and for us, their students. We had really high scores on all the tests, and some of us won scholarships to prestigious universities. I'm very grateful to my school, and I'll never forget it. I know not every student in this country is as lucky as I was to have real pros taking so much care of us.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.